Thanks for joining us, Fred. Today's reading is titled The Miracle of Salvation, and it was written by Kimya Loder. Blogger Kevin Lynn's life seemed to be falling apart. In a recent article, he recounted, "I actually put a gun to my head. It took for God to supernaturally step into my room and my life. And at that moment, I really found what I know is God now. God intervened and prevented Lynn from taking his life. He filled him with conviction and gave him an overwhelming reminder of his loving presence. Instead of hiding this powerful encounter, Lynn shared his experience with the world, creating a YouTube ministry where he shares his own transformation story as well as the stories of others. When Jesus' follower and friend Lazarus died, in John chapter 11, many assumed that Jesus was too late. Lazarus had been in his tomb for 4 days before Christ arrived, but he turned this moment of anguish into a miracle when he raised him from the dead. "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" he asked. Just as Jesus raised Lazarus from death to life, he offers us new life through him. By sacrificing his life on the cross, Christ paid the penalty for our sins and offers us forgiveness when we accept his gift of grace. We're freed from the bondage of our sins, renewed by his everlasting love, and given the opportunity to change the course of our lives. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we often take for granted how you've rescued us and transformed our lives. Thank you for loving us so much that you were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice to save us. Help us to live as those who are truly saved and truly free. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.